The following reading of a very popular poem by Dr. Seuss is being made by my third son, Emmett Hopes. Emmett is now 9 years old and he's in the fourth grade. This poem is one which appears in Treat Shop, which is a third grade book, but it happens to be a favorite of Emmett and me both. And we like to come back to this every once in a while. We taped this as long ago as 2 years ago. And Emmett has a good presentation of it, so I thought possibly some boys and girls in schools in New York would like to hear this, done by an enthusiastic reader. Here's Emmett.
Marco Comes Late, written and illustrated by Dr. Seuss. "Young man," said Miss Block, "it's 11 o'clock. This school begins promptly at 8:45. Why, this is a terrible time to arrive. Why didn't you come just as fast as you could? What is your excuse? It had better be good." Marco looked at the clock. Then he looked at Miss Block. "Excuse?" Marco started. Well, it's like this. Something happened to me. This morning, Miss Block, when I left home for school, I hurried off early, according to rule. I said when I started at 8:15, I must not, I will not, I shall not be late. I'll be the first pupil to be in my seat. And bang! Something happened to me on Mulberry Street. I heard a strange peep, and I took a quick look. And you know what I saw at that look that I took? A bird laid an egg on my arithmetic book. I couldn't believe it, Miss Block, but it's true. I stopped and I didn't quite know what to do. I didn't dare run and I didn't dare walk. I didn't dare yell and I didn't dare talk. I didn't dare sneeze and I didn't dare cough. Because if I did, I would knock the egg off. So I stood there, stock still, and it worried me pink. Then my feet got quite tired, and I sat down to think. While I was thinking down there on the ground, I saw something move, and I heard a loud sound of a worm who was having a fight with his wife. The most terrible fight that I've heard in my life. The worm, he was yelling, "That boy should not wait. He must not, he dare not, he shall not be late. That boy ought to smash that egg off his head." Then the wife worm shouted back, and she said, "To break that dear egg would be terribly cruel. An egg's more important than going to school. That egg is that mother bird's pride and her joy. If he smashes that egg, he's the world's meanest boy." And while the worms argued about what I should do, a couple of big cats started arguing too. "You listen to me," I heard one of them say. "If this boy doesn't go to school right away, Miss Block will be frightfully, horribly mad. If the boy gets there late, she will punish the lad." And the other cat snapped, "I don't care if she does. This boy must not move." So I stayed where I was with the egg on my head, my heart full of fears, and the shouting of cats and worms in my ears. Then while I lay wondering, when all this was stopped, the egg on my book burst apart with a pop. And out of the pieces of a red and white shell jumped a strange brand new bird, and he said with a yell, "I thank you, young fellow, you've been simply great. But now that I'm hatched, you no longer need wait. I'm sorry I kept you till 11 o'clock. It's really my fault. You tell that to Miss Block. I wish you good luck, and I bid you a good day." That's what the bird said, then he fluttered away. And then I got here just as fast as I could, and that's my excuse, and I think it's quite good. Miss Block didn't speak for a moment or two. Her eyes looked at Marco and looked him clean through. Then she smiled. "That's a very good tale, if it's true. Did all of those things really happen to you?" "Well," answered Marco, with sort of a squirm. "Not quite all, I guess, but I did see a worm."
That's very good. I like that. I like the part about the cats, too.
I like his hair messed up in the picture. did see a worm. And he took all our time just for a worm.
That was a big fairy tale he told her, wasn't it? You think she believed it? She didn't believe him, right?
No.
No. He didn't fool her. But she let him tell the whole story because I think he had a great imagination and she wanted to hear how it came out.